The following segment is a paid commercial program by Christensen PLLP. It's time for Ask the Expert on News Talk 1340 KWLM.
Great to have you back on. You were scheduled to be on today for, well, I think when you initially scheduled these, because, you know, previously our tax filing deadline, at least for those that, I guess, what, file the individual 1040s, that was, matter of fact, was coming up this week, if I remember.
Yeah, normally April 15th is that due date for all of us as individuals shoot for if we have a payment owed and if we have a tax return that we need to file. This is the day we, or that's the day we normally do it. And obviously with all the COVID-19 items that we've all been hearing for quite a while, that the federal government obviously offered an extension, if you will, or actually moved the due date for the 2019 filing season to July 15th, which has been very good news. It allowed everybody to do the, you know, the shelter at home much easier and not have to worry about it. Not that we haven't been, you know, transacting business here, Bill, but we've been forging forward, I guess.
Well, and I know in our part of the world here now, you know, the farmers are getting anxious to get out in the field. I did notice one guy seeding some small grain last week, but you know, then things really cooled off, and we had a couple of episodes of some snow. So the ground temperature probably isn't all that warm, but it sounds like maybe by the end of the week again, we could be looking at temps, you know, close to 60.
Yeah, that's what we heard, and that small grain, of course, kind of likes the cold ground, and when you get snow on it, my dad and grandfather always said there's a lot of nitrogen in that, so it's always usually a good sign when you get the snow on the wheat ground, I guess. But, yeah, it's going to get started here pretty quick.
And we've been hearing that farmers are going to get some more stimulus payments, I guess, if you will, or whatever you want to call them, through USDA. It sounds like they'll be handling those like they did the previous payments. And that doesn't matter if you're a crop farmer or a livestock farmer, you're going to get something, it sounds like.
Right, and we haven't gotten all the rules figured out, and of course with all of the SBA stimulus programs and for what we call regular businesses, and do farmers apply, do they not, can they apply, can they not, and honestly one of the programs that it was very clear that a farmer could not apply, and they kept promising, you know, Sonny Perdue kept promising, you know, there's money coming, just, you know, have faith, and I guess that came true here this last weekend that they ear tagged some monies for that. It'll be a similar MFP type program, I understand. That's what you said, Bill. It's going to be relatively wide open. As long as you're a registered FSA producer, you know, I think you're going to get something. I don't know how they're going to distribute it yet. I haven't had a chance to go through that yet, but that certainly is coming.
And I just saw a headline that even some of the, you know, stimulus payments for individuals were supposed to arriving in your checking account or whatever account you have even as early as this week now. I haven't checked my bank statement yet today, but again, those that do file electronically and, you know, pay their taxes that way, it sounds like they will probably get theirs prior to those that might be awaiting a paper check.
Yeah, no, that's what the news stories have been and what the IRS is stating, that they've either started mailing checks, and like you said, the folks who've got direct deposit information on record by either filing their 19 tax return already or have filed their 18 in that format with a refund being directly deposited should be getting it, they hope, by the end of this week. Now, I don't want everybody to hold their breath. The government said a lot of things, and this is quite an endeavor to get this all done. So if you don't get it, don't panic. My understanding is that from the day that they either hit your bank account or the day they physically mail you the check, they're supposed to be sending you a letter within 15 days to verify which address as far as where it went if they mailed it. And they're also going to verify the amount that you should be getting and then verifying the bank information that it went to, just in case, you know, people change banks or whatnot. So they are doing that, and that's supposed to be received within 15 days, again, via mail. And again, for all the scam people out there and being nervous about that, they never call you. Again, the IRS will not call you. They will mail you something that will support this stimulus check coming in the mail.
Well, that's very important to stress that, Joel. And, you know, you mentioned earlier in your comments about these SBA loans, no interest in some cases, or at least a portion of those loans, it sounded like, were going to be forgivable. Have you been able to work with some of your small business clients and actually to get some of this this money, or at least get it on the way to them?
Yes, we've been very, what should I say, instrumental in helping our clients gather the data to provide, especially for the SBA Paycheck Protection Program, or the PPP program, has been one very popular. I know there's been a heavy demand, and I think the U.S. government and the SBA has been somewhat surprised as to the draw on it. There's talk of getting more funding to it. The last I heard, the monies are still available, but it's getting smaller every day. So we're still suggesting clients get their stuff in. But essentially, it's monies that get advanced based upon not only your amount of employee payroll and like health insurance benefits, retirement benefits, and essentially taking your monthly average for those items, including the wages, times 2.5 to get to what we're calling a loan number, because this is a loan that has a very low interest rate on it. But from the point you get funded or the loan closes, you've got 8 weeks to then support and document what kind of expenses you're actually incurring, which then would be forgivable. And there's a lot of rules to it, and just for the, without getting too complex on the for the listeners today, Bill, it's a very powerful program that basically every business who has employees, and if you are considered self-employed, there's also opportunities for those folks inside the same program that I think you got to take a look at it. And it may not be, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars for our clients, but, you know, that $20,000-$30,000 kind of injection into the economy for a local business can be a big difference.
Especially those that are shuttered right now, I would think that have maybe had to, you know, even furlough some employees. But from what I understand in Europe, that's kind of been their approach, is to try to keep these paychecks coming, even if people aren't actually engaged in work, in hopes that will, be able to kind of have not such a gap in the actual overall economy, and maybe not take so long for things to start back up eventually.
Yeah, I think, you know, Economics 101, this is probably what is textbook. Obviously, all of us are concerned when you're printing money, you know, what that's going to do to our dollar, what it's going to do later on, you know. But, yes, the more monies, I guess, you can keep in the economy, the better. Now, I don't know what we're all spending it on, because we're all kind of at home, but obviously the rent, the food, a lot of people need that stuff, you know, to need that money, that stimulus money, to keep that rolling. So it's definitely textbook. How long this will go, you know, printing money, I don't know. That does kind of scare me a little bit from an economy sense, but I'm not an economy expert by any means, so I got to trust the powers that be.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, it's not unique to any one or two countries either. This is pretty much a worldwide event, so maybe that will have some, you know, impact ultimately too, as to what happens. But I'm with you. I don't even know if they print anything anymore now, if it's just a matter of it's all done digitally, it sounds like, as far as adding to the deficits and so forth. But what else are you hearing from some of your clients? I mean, now there's going to be property taxes are due next month in May. I haven't heard anything about that being deferred, or have I missed something?
Man, you know, right now I've been so focused on the income tax. Right now, off the top of my head, I don't believe it has been extended. I know the legislators will be in session here on April 14th. I believe they get back in there after the Easter holiday. I don't know. That's a great question. That's a lot of revenue coming in. Now, I hate to sound negative to our beloved state of Minnesota, but they did extend the filing deadline to July 15th, like federal. However, for self-employed people who pay quarterly estimates, they are still, when I say they, state of Minnesota is still requiring that if you normally pay estimates, you still need to pay your April 15th, 2020 quarter one estimate by April 15th. And that's been something which has confused me. I don't know why it's hard for us as practitioners to say everything else, client, we don't have a deadline on, but this one payment, you're going to have to pay, and we haven't even done your taxes yet. So it's a really confusing situation. So based upon that and their fiscal concerns, they being the legislators with, if this money doesn't come in, you know, our surplus is going to be a deficit. I'm guessing they're probably not going to delay the real estate tax payments either, Bill.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's interesting to know. What percentage would you say, just ballpark, people do actually file in that quarterly fashion like that, especially the smaller businesses?
You know, if I was to guess off the cuff, I would say probably a third of our clients have this quarterly estimate requirement. Again, farmers, you know, they pay once a year on March 1. Those guys are already taken care of, but guys and gals. But I would say about a third of our practice has this quarterly installment requirement. So, again, Minnesota's adding to some confusion, as far as, well, is it July, is it not? Well, everything is July except for your Minnesota estimates, and except if you are C corporations or if you are trust, gift tax returns, all of those things are still required to be filed by April 15th. The only provision they made to go to July 15th is for individual tax filers. So if you are a regular C corporation in the state of Minnesota, you still need to file by April 15th, the original due date of the taxes, which was another disappointing thing why they're picking and choosing and just not making a blanket, deferral to July. But for all the folks out there who are in a business with a C-Corp or they have trust tax returns or gift tax returns, those technically are still due. Not that you can't have an extension, but they are due and do require an extension to make that properly filed.
Our guest is Joel Gratz, partner with Christensen & Associates. And Joel, before this whole thing happened, let's say 6 weeks ago or so, were people, filing, would you say, early or at least in an orderly fashion? Or it seemed like it was, I think, the last time you and I talked when you were in studio, it seemed like there weren't quite as many, hurdles, I guess, to clear as there were last year, kind of at the last minute. But then all of a sudden, everything changed.
Right. No, it definitely slowed, and at the time when I was in the studio, we were clipping along really good. We had the corporate deadline, which we completed, I would say, ahead of our last year pace, last year being a new tax law, year. That was real challenging. So we were on pace to get everything kind of done far better than we did in the 18 reporting year. And then, of course, with the COVID-19 and with people not being able to travel, we closed our doors to the outside clients to come in for the sake of the safety not of our clients but of our staff. About March 20th, I want to say, is when we did that, or around there. So it really slowed quite a bit. And of course, when everybody hears July 15th, they start thinking, okay, the pressure's off and there's no deadline anymore, or at least not in the near future. So we saw some of that tail off. Which is fine, and we'll be able to get them all done here this, hopefully spring still and early summer. I don't want to do any tax returns on July 4th, I know that, but in any case, that's the situation we're in, and we're doing the best we can. Our firm is, we've been working, we have the blessing to have technology in our favor. I would say at least half or more of my team is working from home. The internet's holding up, and we're doing all we can here with our skeleton crew here at the office. So all is well, I guess, at this point, Bill.
Yeah. Well, if you're healthy and your family is healthy, and of course, the schools are not in session, it's distance learning. They're learning a lot about that, and I think the viability of that, and probably, there'll be a lot of lessons learned, I think, as a result of this, so that hopefully we'll be better prepared in the event of anything similar to this happening again.
Yeah, no, I'm guessing there'll be a lot of things that will change. I think there'll be even heavier investment in rural Minnesota, for the internet, the Wi-Fi, the whatever it might be to do it. I think that's going to be a positive, if you will, of what we're learning and dealing with as we sit today, for sure. And the norm we had before is probably never going to be, obviously, in the things we've learned. And I'm just hoping that we can get some people back together and we're not nervous about hopefully somebody still shaking hands and, you know, all that kind of stuff, which is I'm geared to do that every day, is to shake people's hands and greet them. And that's been real hard for me not to do that. But of course we have to do it to be safe. So I don't know what the new norm will be, Bill.
You know, that'll be very interesting, you know, and, you know, you think of, in the eyes of a child right now, maybe somebody that just had started preschool or was a elementary student, you know, think back yourself when you were that age. How would that have changed your kind of whole outlook on things had something like this happened in those days?
Yeah, it would, you know, I've got children still in school. I have a ninth grader and a seventh grader, and it really has shown an appreciation for the teacher, for my sons. That live interaction is very, very important. And I think even my sons, who generally say they hate school, unfortunately, but even though they're very successful at it, they've realized that there is so much to learn in a community type setting where another student might have an answer or might have a way where I can learn at the same time. And now you're kind of isolated at home. You don't have that immediate either ability to ask the teacher a question or your fellow student, or to get to see it live and have that kind of collaborative environment, you know. So I think that will have a good impact on students and maybe appreciate the quote, old system that they were used to. And when it gets taken away, you always appreciate it more when things are taken away. So hopefully they learn from that.
Yeah, it's so eerie to drive by these schools and you see the staff is there, or at least quite a bit of them, and no students. I mean, I still haven't gotten over that yet, I guess, so.
Yeah, it's still a spooky place, you know, that when you don't see cars and traffic, and yeah, it's quite a deal. I do, if we have more time, though, I just wanted to clarify a little bit on the stimulus check that
yes.
people are going to get, if I may. And, you know, the number out there is, you know, $1,200 per adult. You know, obviously you can't be a dependent of somebody else. But the one clarity is, if you have dependents who are under 17 years old, you will get a $500 check also for the stimulus in addition, okay, per child. Again, the clarity is, if they're 17 and older and they're still your dependent, you will not get that $500 check. That's something that just got clarified here in the last few days, it's something that you got to be really careful of, because you might think, I've got four kids, two are in college and two are in high school, I should be getting four, you know, times 500, you know, for my children. And you're probably only going to get two times 500 because of the kids who are, again, 16 and under. So that is something to obviously keep in mind. And again, this money is not taxable. And this money is truly in advance on your 2020 tax return or your tax refund. Okay, that's something that people are maybe thinking, this is this free money and my 2020 taxes will be fine. This is going to be trued up, if you will, when you file your 2020 tax return. And if you got more refund than you should have, it'll be potentially, now this is still an area of a gray, it sounds like you won't have to pay it back, but there is a potential for that. But at this point, we're assuming you wouldn't have to pay it back. But there will be a true up process on the 2020 tax return, which is why it's not taxable income at this time. So, again, I wanted to make sure I clarified that before we signed off, Bill.
And what is the age, again, on the actual dependents?
16 and under, you get the credit. If they have turned 17 in 2019, you will not receive the $500 stimulus. I'm sorry, I said credit. $500 stimulus check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know there was a lot of people that were still claiming their you know, college-age student even as a dependent, and they were wondering about that. So there has been some clarity on that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I thought I'd just add some clarity, whether that's good or bad or indifferent. That's the rules that they're going to have. So I just wanted the listeners to know, if they get their checks and they're like, wait a minute, I'm short a couple here, that could be why, if you've got someone turned 17 in the 2019 tax year.
Mm-hmm. All right, Joel. Well, I'm sure, you know, they'll be fine-tuning more of these things. It sounds like there's going to be more stimulus, maybe a wave, two or three, and maybe more than that even forthcoming. And you mentioned, you know, like a lot of less money is coming in. And one area is gas tax, I'm guessing. That number has got to be way down now with, you know, so little, you know, people, so little miles being traveled, I guess.
No, I agree. It's hit every part of the economy in some way, shape, or form. There's no question.
Yeah, but it's still going to be nice to see the tractors out there rolling, and hopefully, you know, the fields getting planted. I think that'll be uplifting for us here in our part of the world, anyway.
Yeah, no, I agree, Bill. That should be good.
Yeah. Well, anything else, Joel? How do people reach you now? You mentioned, you know, kind of a skeleton crew at the office. So do they still call the office number, or do they reach you directly if they want to contact you?
No, we still have, our core team is here as far as running, answering the phones, you know, emails and such, and mailing things out, receiving mail. So we are definitely doing that. So giving me a call at 320-235-5937 would still be the best way to get a hold of us.
All right. Joel Gratz with Christensen and Associates. And Joel, thank you so much. Continued good health to you and yours and to the firm. And thanks for being, you know, a part of our Willmar community here. We find out this is the foundation. You know, the bread and butter are these local businesses, and hopefully, you know, try to support them as much as you can.
Yeah, well, very good, Bill. Thank you so much for those kind words, and same to you and your family. Take care.
Right, you too. All right, hope to see you soon, as you said, and maybe at least bump elbows with you one of these days.
Right on. Yeah, I hope so too, Bill. Take care.
Okay, Joel. Bye-bye. That's Joel Gratz joining us with our Ask the Expert here on KWLM. 29 degrees. We have a west-northwest wind between about 9 and 10 miles per hour.
Hi, Sharon Kim.